This evening, we're going to look at the fifth commandment. We've been doing a series of studies on the Ten Commandments on Sunday night, about once a month. And tonight, we're going to look at commandment number five. So open your Bibles to Exodus chapter 20. And as has been our custom, we've been reading through the Ten Commandments. And we want to do that again tonight, just to kind of contextualize the lesson, but then also to keep these Ten Commandments before us. We noted last time we studied one of these Ten Commandments that most of these Ten Commandments are repeated in the New Testament. In fact, 9 out of 10 of them are. The only exception being to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, commandment number 4 that we looked at last time. And so, but today we're going to be looking at commandment number 5, and this is to honor your father and mother. It just kind of happened to work out that this commandment came on Mother's Day. I didn't really plan it that way, but just dealing with the Ten Commandments one at a time each month, it just fell on this particular day. And so as we think about these Ten Commandments, let's read them together, Exodus chapter 20 and verses 1 through 17. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. All right, so there's the Ten Commandments again. We've looked at several commandments so far. We've talked about the prohibitions against idolatry. We looked at the need to have God first within our lives, the need to honor God's name and keep it holy, God's requirement that Israel keep and remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And today we're going to look at commandment number 5. And as we think about these commandments, as we think about the order of them, and as we think about the grouping of them, the first 4 commandments, as we've noticed, have to do with honoring and loving God. And then the last 6 commandments have to do with honoring and loving our fellow man. And so, in all these commandments can be summed up, as Jesus said in Matthew chapter 22, in the 2 commandments that are the highest, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And then he says on these 2 commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And the 10 commandments were certainly part of the law. And so as we think about these commandments, we're moving into those commandments that have to do with loving neighbor as we love ourselves. And the very first relationship that we have in life with someone other than ourselves is with our father and our mother. Now think about that for a minute, because we're born into the world and each one of us has a father and mother of some kind. And so we come into this world and that's the first relationship that we have. And so God wants to make sure that we understand from the get-go what that relationship is to entail, and that we as children are to honor our father and our mother. And so this evening, let's think about this particular commandment, commandment number 5, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Now, as we think about this commandment, there's really 3 parts to it. First of all, there's the command to honor. And we're going to talk about that command and what it means to honor someone else. Secondly, there's the part about who the recipients of this honor are, and specifically that we are to honor our father and mother. And then finally, there is the results of honoring father and mother. And that's the last part of the commandment, which is that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. And so let's think about these 3 things as we think about this commandment. First of all, we are to render honor to our father and mother. And honor involves at least 3 things that we read about in the Bible. Number 1, respect. Number 2, obedience. And number 3, monetary support. And when we think about honoring someone else, these 3 things in the Bible language of honoring other people, these 3 things come up quite a bit. In Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 32, we read these words, "Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head," that's the gray head, for those of us who aren't familiar with the word hoary, H-O-A-R-Y, "Thou shalt rise up before the hoary or gray head, and," now listen, "and honor the face of the old man, and fear thy God, I am the Lord." So the word honor here means respect, to give respect to someone. A good example of this kind of respect is found within the book of Esther. Do you remember how Mordecai was honored by Haman's suggestion? In Esther chapter 6 and verses 7 through 9, you know, the king asked Haman, "Well, what would you do to honor someone who you thought worthy of honor?" Of course, Haman thought the king was talking about him, but the king was actually talking about Mordecai, who had done him a service. And so Haman answered the king. This is Esther 6, verses 7 through 9. Haman answered the king, "For the man whom the king delighteth to honor, let the royal apparel be brought, which the king useth to wear, and the horse that the king rideth upon, and the crown royal, which is set upon his head. And let this apparel and horse be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most noble princes, that they may array the man with all whom the king delighteth to honor, and bring him on horseback through the street of the city, and proclaim before him, thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delighteth to honor." And so here's an example, a biblical example at least, of one such showing of respect to someone whom the king wanted to honor. And so when the Bible talks about honor, sometimes the Bible just talks about showing people respect. This is part of the commandments in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 17, where we read, "Honor all men." That is, we're to respect all men. "Love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king." And so there's a certain amount of respect that's involved in honor. When we think about honoring our mother and our father, we are to give them due respect. But then secondly, obedience is often found in the concept of honor in the Bible. In Numbers chapter 27, verse 20, we read this, "And thou shalt put some of thine honor upon him," that is, upon Joshua. God is speaking to Moses in this context, and about Joshua taking the leadership of the nation. "Thou shalt put some of thy honor upon him, that all the congregation of Israel may be obedient." So there's a connection there between honoring someone and being obedient to them. And God wanted the children of Israel to be obedient, and so he told Moses, he said, "You place some of your honor upon Joshua, so that as he takes this mantle of leadership, that they will be obedient to him." And so honor and obedience are related to one another. We read the same kind of concept in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 1, where it says, "Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed." So the servants are to respect the masters, but then we also know in that relationship there is to be obedience as well. And then again, in 1 Peter 2 and verse 17, "Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. That last part is what we're talking about now. And the word honor the king there, at least in part, means to obey the king, to do the things that the king says, as long, of course, as those commands are not contrary to the will of God. So respect, honor, but then third, when the Bible uses the word honor, sometimes it means to support with money. That is, to give money to something. In Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 9, listen to this verse. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. And so there, honoring the Lord was to be done with your possessions, with your monetary possessions. In Romans chapter 13 and verse 7, again, the word honor is used in talking about paying taxes. And I know we just passed that time of the year, and I certainly didn't enjoy doing that, but I obeyed God in that regard and paid my taxes just like everybody else. And so look at Romans 13, verse 7, render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. And here the word honor isn't necessarily talking about respect per se, but it is talking about paying taxes. And some translations even translate it in that way, I believe. In 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 3, we are to honor widows that are widows indeed. And if you read the context of this passage, you'll learn that he's not just talking about showing respect toward widows, which we ought to do, but he's talking about giving money to them and supporting them monetarily. And so honor can be involved with supporting widows with money. And then in 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 17, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. And in that particular passage also, it seems like Paul is talking about some particular elders who were to be paid for the job that they were doing in shepherding the congregation. That's something we don't talk about very much, but the word honor here seems to have that connotation, that they were to be counted worthy of double honor, not just respect, but that they were to be paid a certain amount. And there's been some congregations in the brotherhood today who have paid elders, who have full-time elders on staff, and so that they can do that work in a full-time capacity. And so sometimes that is done also. And so you see that sometimes this word honor refers to monetary support. So three concepts that are involved in rendering honor, at least three, and there could be more that I'm overlooking. First of all, respect. Secondly, obedience. And third, monetary support. Now, as we think about the recipients of this honor in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12, we think about how we are to honor our mother and our father. And first of all, our mother and father should be respected. In fact, there were stiff penalties in the Old Testament for those who failed to honor their father and mother appropriately. In fact, in Exodus chapter 21 and verse 15, it says, he that smiteth, that is, hits or slaps or strikes his father or mother, shall be surely put to death. And so God was very serious when he meant honor thy father and mother. And those who dishonored them by hitting them or slapping them were to be put to death. Exodus 21 verse 17 says, he that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. And so if someone were to curse their father or mother, that was occasion for the death penalty. Also, we read in the Bible that the fathers and mother, the relationship, the conjugal relationship of the father and the mother was to be respected as well and not violated. In fact, if you go and read Leviticus chapter 18, it talks about all the different situations that could possibly crop up, how that relationship could be disrespected in that way. And the Bible makes it very clear that those kinds of relationships are to be respected. And then there's this in Deuteronomy chapter 27 and verse 16. Cursed be he that setteth light by his father or his mother. That is, someone who is not going to give appropriate respect, someone who is going to set them aside lightly, going to dismiss them, so to speak, and not consider them as appropriate, God says that that person is cursed. Cursed be he that setteth light by his father or his mother. And so father and mother is to be respected, and these things are very important, and these things are talked about in the Old Testament with some stiff penalties for those who were not willing to respect father or mother. But then secondly, father and mother are to be obeyed. In Deuteronomy chapter 21 and verses 18 through 21, once again, we have a prescription for the death penalty for those children who were rebellious and disobedient to their parents, and the parents couldn't do anything with them. That particular commandment is given so that the children should respect their parents. Listen to Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 8. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. And so children were to hear, and they were not to forsake. In Proverbs 6 and verse 20, we read, my son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 17 says, the eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it. Well, that's kind of a disgusting image, but nonetheless, the Bible says that about those who would refuse to obey their father and their mother. Of course, in the New Testament, in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1, we have this exhortation. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And so, father and mother should be obeyed, and that's certainly something that this commandment entails also. But then we also note that father and mother should be supported in their old age. Turn with me, if you would, to Matthew chapter 15 and verses 1 through 6 for a moment. Matthew chapter 15 and verses 1 through 6. And let's read some of Jesus' words in regard to this last point. Remember, we talked about honoring people in terms of, first of all, showing them respect. Secondly, showing obedience. But then third, giving monetary support to those who need it. And certainly that is something that is included in honoring father and mother. Look at what Jesus says here in Matthew chapter 15, starting in verse 1 and then going through verse 6. It says, then the scribes and Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus saying, why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread. He answered and said to them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profits you might have received from me, it is a gift to God. Then he need not honor his father or mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. What is Jesus talking about here? Well, he was talking about the tradition of the Pharisees that allowed the Pharisees to take the money that they were saving to support their father and mother in their old age, and then give that money to the temple. And after they gave that money to the temple, they could say, oh, you see, I can't give any money to my father and mother because I've already given all that money to the temple. And therefore, I don't have to support my father and mother in their old age. And that was what Jesus was talking about there. And actually what Jesus said to the Pharisees was this. He said, look, what you have actually done is disobeyed God's commandment to honor your father and mother. And so he took that very seriously. And he told them, actually what needs to be done is because you have dishonored them, you have cursed them, then the law says you ought to be put to death for that. Of course, Jesus didn't pursue that, but that was certainly something that they should have taken into consideration when they decided to make this so-called exception so that they could bypass having to support their mother and father in their old age. But here's the point that we're trying to make, that Jesus considered giving money to parents who needed it part of the commandment in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12 to honor thy father and thy mother. And so that was something that they needed to be doing. In Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 24, we read this: Whoso robbeth his father or his mother and saith, it is no transgression, the same is a companion of a destroyer. And so there's a certain amount of respect that we give to our parents. There's a certain amount of, or we must obey our parents, and we must respect them. But then also there's a certain amount of money that can be given to those who are in need of that, especially when parents are in old age and they need to be supported by that. But then finally, we note the results of honor in this passage. As we noted earlier, God said, honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the earth, and that thou mightest dwell in the land that I am giving you. So there's a certain result that is promised to those who honor their father and mother. And that result is that they were going to have a long life. The results of honoring our father and mother are several. First of all, when we honor our father and mother, God promises a long life. In Proverbs chapter 3 and verses 1 through 2, we read, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. And so here in Proverbs, that commandment is echoed. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 1 through 3, we quoted verse 1 a minute ago, but look at the rest of this passage. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. And what is that promise? That it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long upon the earth. So the promise is long life to those who will honor their father and mother. So one of the results of this commandment is that we will, that long life is promised. But secondly, I want us to note this, that when we honor our father and mother, we also honor God. To appropriately honor father and mother is to honor God, because God is the creator of the family. As we read in Genesis chapter 2 and verses 18 through 25. Failure to honor father and mother is also a failure to honor God, because God created things that way. And we need to respect God's created order. And as Jesus said in Matthew chapter 15 and verse 6, thus you have made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. They thought that they were somehow getting out of this obligation that they had, the Pharisees did, but what they were actually doing was disobeying and dishonoring God by not honoring their father and mother. And so we honor God when we honor our father and mother. Israel was promised an additional result of being long in the land. In Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 16, we read, honor thy father and mother as the Lord thy God has commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And so the land promise, of course, that was made to Abraham was also reiterated here. And it's when the Israelites started to turn against honoring their father and mother that they eventually were kicked out of the land of Israel and went into Babylonian captivity. And so the results of honor, we honor God, and long life is promised. And then also God promises that we will be well. Well, what have we learned this evening about honoring our father and mother? We've learned several things. First of all, we've learned at least in part what it means to give honor to others. That means to provide respect. It means to be obedient. And it also means to provide monetarily if that's necessary. We've looked at the recipients of this honor and this commandment. And that is, of course, our father and our mother. And then finally, we've learned the results of honoring father and mother, and that is that we honor God and that we're promised a long life. Honoring father and mother, it's probably one of the most practical commandments that could be given in the Bible, because we all have a father and mother, and we all need to respect and honor them and that relationship. What about within your life this evening? Are there some things that you need the prayers of the church for? Is there something that you would like to confess tonight? Is there something that you would like to ask the church to pray for in your life? That opportunity is given to you this evening, as well as the opportunity for anyone to respond to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which certainly includes honoring our father and mother. But of course, we must become children of God to properly honor them as we should. And to do that, one needs to hear the word of God and believe it. Repent of sins, confess Jesus as Christ, and be baptized for the remission of sins. Do you need to do that tonight? We can help you in that regard. Whatever your need might be, won't you come while we stand and sing the song of encouragement?